Vermont lifts remaining restrictions after vaccinating 80% of its eligible population. By Hannah Blow on June 14, 2021. Vermont became the first state in the country to vaccinate 80% of the population, prompting Governor Phil Scott, R., on Monday to lift all remaining coronavirus restrictions. Vermont has been a leader throughout this pandemic. And today, we're the first state to vaccinate 80% of its eligible population, the governor announced. Effective immediately, I'm lifting all remaining COVID restrictions. Our work continues, but Vermonters can be proud of what they've done, he added. Today, June 14, 2021, because of the hard work of so many Vermonters and their commitment to each other, 80% of eligible Vermonters have now received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The governor's directive reads, noting that the achievement meets the threshold set for lifting state restrictions. Because of that, there will no longer be capacity limits on businesses, restaurants, and event spaces, although unvaccinated people in the state are still encouraged to wear masks. According to state figures, 390,000 people 12 and older are fully vaccinated in the state, and 54.2K have started the process in the Green Mountain State. White House Chief of Staff Ronald Klain celebrated Vermont's success. Yes, Vermont is a small state, but even so, the fact that they have gone more than a week without a single COVID death, and have only two people hospitalized due to COVID in the state, is a sign of how an aggressive vaccination effort can make a huge difference, he exclaimed. The Biden White House hopes to see 70% of eligible Americans vaccinated by the 4th of July. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC June 13 data, nearly 144 million people in the U.S. are fully vaccinated, representing 43.4% of the population. Nearly 174 million have received at least one dose, representing 52.4% of the population. The CDC is holding an emergency meeting this week to discuss cases of heart inflammation occurring in young people after receiving non-traditional mRNA vaccinations. The obvious concern is that in some way, somehow the vaccine stimulates your immune system and which then acts against your heart, causing injury to your heart, Dr. Bill Cornwell of the University of Colorado Hospital said. A rare minority will have serious complications from it, he continued. If you have heart damage from inflammation of the heart, that obviously is a serious problem.